Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
KNSS, Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Two maintenance workers at a Kansas water park where a 10-year-old boy was decapitated on a water slide were indicted Wednesday for obstruction of justice.
David Hughes, maintenance supervisor at the Schlitterbahn Water Park in Kansas City, and John Zalsman, a maintenance worker, pleaded not guilty during a first appearance in Wyandotte County Court. The latest indictment involves whether a brake mat meant to slow the rafts on the 17-story Verrucht water slide was repaired after it allegedly fell off just days before 10-year-old Caleb Schwab was killed on August 7, 2016. Authorities allege that Hughes and Zalsman told agents with the KBI that the brake mat was never on the ride after it opened in 2014. However, a rider's GoPro camera showed the brake mat was in place on June 10, 2016, 18 days before it allegedly fell off, according to the indictment. Hughes and Zalsman were released from custody on $10,000 bonds. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A controversial St. Louis prosecutor is dismissing a computer tampering charge against Missouri Governor Eric Greitens in a deal with the Republican.
Governor Eric Greitens called investigations, including a now-dropped invasion of privacy case and alleged computer data tampering, a Democratic political hit job. Though in a deal with prosecutors, Greitens resigns for computer tampering to go away.
What I can do is demonstrate to the people of St. Louis that it takes courage to do the hard things. It takes courage to stand up to power.
Though prosecutor Kim Gardner dropped the first case after a judge allowed the defense to call her to be questioned under oath, Missouri's Lieutenant Governor Mike Parsons will succeed Greitens, who leaves office tomorrow. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Even though billions have been spent on getting power back on in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria, island leaders warn it's probably going to go out again.
Puerto Rico's power grid is teetering even after 8 months of repairs and $3.8 billion spent to get electricity back on. Governor Ricardo Rossello is worried about what's going to happen if they have to deal with a storm as potent as Hurricane Maria again.
We are cognizant of the fact that if another storm hits Puerto Rico of similar or even lower magnitude, the devastation of the energy grid will ensue.
Puerto Rican leaders say mismanagement over the years left the island's power authority more than $9 billion in debt. And by the time Maria hit, rusted transmission towers and rotted wooden power poles collapsed. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police in Lawrence say an officer shot a man who pulled over for a suspected seatbelt violation. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office says in a news release the man was uncooperative with a Lawrence police officer and refused orders to get out of his vehicle Tuesday afternoon. Investigators say a struggle between the driver and an officer ensued and that the driver began beating the officer. Officials say that's when a second officer shot the driver once.
Do you know what crimes are going on in your neighborhood? Well, now you can find out. And Wichita Police Deputy Chief Troy Livingston says it's easy with a new crime mapping service now available online.
People are going to be more likely to be aware, be better witnesses, be better reporters. They can also do things to make themselves less likely to be a victim of a crime. So if you see that your neighborhood is experiencing larcenies or burglaries to automobiles, that would be a good reminder to take your items in with you. Don't leave anything in the car and lock your vehicle. Just minor things like that. Turn on a porch light.
You can track the up-to-date crime data on the website, communitycrimemap.com. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It was a stormy night with strong winds and heavy rain that woke us up early this morning. But that system that moved through is well off to the east now. And with a gradual clearing sky, we heat up to 89 this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, down to 68. Sunny, windy, hot, and humid tomorrow with a high 96. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 67 degrees, south wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. 6:32, Steve and Ted here on the last day of May. And May is going out with a
a little bit of severe weather.
Yeah, the lusty month of May got a little exciting there.
On this date in 1990, Seinfeld made its debut as the Seinfeld Chronicles on NBC.
I watched.
Do you recall how many years that was on, Ted?
Pretty much the entire 90s.
Yeah.
It wrapped up in 98.
I heard people talking about it at work, and I wasn't paying much attention. And finally, one evening, I tuned it in, and I tell you, like everybody got hooked on the characters. Such strong characters.
Yeah, that first episode's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's pretty awful, but after that, they
pretty
get
slow-paced.
They get rolling.
You know, they had characters and actors there to make it work, and eventually they did.
And I would imagine on something like that, you got writers who sit down and they try to work. Maybe they did not know those actors very well, and those roles kind of evolved into what they were. With the crazy, crazy neighbor Kramer, and the weird George Costanza. I mean, and then they got the parents involved. It was a great, great series.
I think that's another show, just like Cheers, that the first week it came out, it finished dead last, like 104th or whatever in the ratings out of 104 shows. Out of those ashes came a great, great sitcom.
Yeah, it's a show about nothing.
Yeah, and they made it work.
Man,
it was funny.
You can do a show about nothing if you've got the characters to do it, and that's what they had, I think. The head of Oregon's Emergency Management Agency has apologized after a cryptic emergency alert was forced out to cell phones in and around Oregon's capital city, displaying the words "civil emergency" and "prepare for action," but carrying little other information. Andrew Phelps said a technical glitch had cut off crucial information, that the alert concerned elevated levels of a natural toxin in a local reservoir. Children and people with compromised immune systems have been told not to drink the tap water in the Salem, Oregon area. The incident marked a high-profile glitch in authorities' use of emergency alert systems. This comes after Hawaii officials sent out a false alarm on an incoming ballistic missile. Remember that happened a few weeks ago?
And there was a false alarm about the tsunami hitting Alaska and all that.
Got to be careful. Got to be careful. Before you hit that old send button, be careful what you're doing.
People are going to get... People are going to start ignoring it and think it's a boy who cried wolf thing.
Yeah. That's the danger.
Like, something like that comes out and it's probably some stupid technological glitch and there might be danger.
It's like we have in the news now. Is this real? Is this fake? You know, it's dangerous. It can be very dangerous.
Yeah, you've got that going and you've got breaking news. Everything's breaking news.
Everything's breaking.
Yeah. You turn on the cable channel, everything's breaking news. Now,
developing.
What if something really is breaking news? We won't know. Everything is breaking.
Horse show attendees in Pennsylvania got more than they bargained for. A horse broke free at a Pennsylvania horse show, sending people running for cover as it galloped toward the stables. The horse got loose, jumped over a fence at the Devon Horse Show Tuesday night. Cell phone video shows the horse making a run for it. As onlookers scream in the stands, the horse was caught in the stable area that suffered minor scrapes. Officials say the rider was able to dismount from the carriage before the horse ran away. It was apparently hooked up to a carriage. The rider was uninjured. Now, it's a horse show, and you see a horse running around. Why would you be screaming? Don't you know about horses? Wouldn't you be comfortable around horses that are running around the arena? I don't know. That was in Pennsylvania, where the horse, who let the horse loose, I guess is what you would say.
You're going to be comfortable with a 2,000-pound animal coming at
you? As long as it's down,
out of control?
As long as it's down there on the arena floor and not jumping into my lap. That's what I'm saying. Kansas Highway Patrol released its Memorial Day weekend holiday activity report. KHP worked two fatal crashes over the holiday weekend, neither of which were alcohol-related. Two were also reported over last year's Memorial Day weekend. KHP reported 19 DUI arrests this year, down from 24 last year. Number of speeding citations was also down from last year, but seatbelt citations were up. 288 last year to 318 this year, including 32 child restraint violations. I presume they were having, click it or ticket last year at the same time, right, Ted?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. The reporting period for the holiday weekend
ran... Well, click it or ticket's still going on.
It's going on. It's still going on. The reporting period for the holiday weekend ran from 6 p.m. Friday through 11:59 p.m. Monday. So there's a KHP, the Kansas Highway Patrol, reporting on how they did with that. All right, it's 6:37, Stephen Tennant, again here in about, a little more than a half hour. We're going to talk with Mary Beth Jarvis, the president of Wichita Festivals, Inc., because tomorrow the big party starts.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember which number. This is not the 50th. It's on the brochure. I'll have to go take a look. Which river festival this is. Windwagon Smith this year is former Sedgwick County Commissioner Tim Norton. And should be, you know, if the weather holds, and it looks like it's going to start off pretty good. The weather holds, you could see as many as 400,000 people attending some event at the River Festival this year. And we'll talk with Mary Beth in about a half hour.
Yeah, from they're gearing up for a big 9 days.
All right, it's 6:38, Steve and Ted. Time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Lafler of Lafler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle had a great session of upside Wednesday after starting the session a little bit sluggish. And yesterday's close were triple-digit gains in the June and August live cattle closed limit up. Good technical buying and buy stops along with two straight days of lower grain prices helped to support the cattle futures, plus the Brazil trucker strike that has all but two of their 109 beef plants closed. Now, overall, the cattle fundamentals have not changed that much. Lean hogs also had triple-digit gains yesterday. On the close, June cattle up a $3 limit at $106.12. August feeders up $3.57 at $148.55. In July, lean hogs $1.27 higher at $80.12. Now, Wednesday, for the second straight session, the wheat, corn, and soybean futures traded and closed negative after peaking out back on Friday or Tuesday's trading session. Now, caution must be exercised as weather and trade talk are factors in the market direction lately, and volatility can result in quick and poor marketing decisions, and we're seeing a little recovery in the overnight trade. And July KC wheat's a penny and three quarters lower at $5.39. July corn's up 2 cents at $3.95 and a half. And July soybeans up penny and a quarter higher at $10.24 and a quarter. July crude oil trading 53 cents lower at $67.68. August gold $2.70 higher at $13.09.20. The June S&P up a quarter of a point at $27.24 and three quarters. June dollar index 28 cents lower at $93.84. And we're looking at June Dow Jones futures 6 points lower at 24,663. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lefler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, did the thunder, the lightning, the high wind wake you up over there in Butler County this morning?
It sure did, and it gave us a little reward once again. We picked up 3/4 of an inch.
You got 3/4. What were you getting? You got a listener telling you, say, how much did we get on the west side?
I've actually heard from a couple of different listeners, and we've got reports of anything from 1.5 to 2 inches.
Well, good soaker here in Wichita. And
wow.
Are you okay over there? We're
in good shape.
It didn't wash away those fun plants you have outside the door there or anything, did it?
No, sir. You know, I like what you said, Jad just said, because I just talked to a client yesterday. It's on the west side of Wichita there, not too far. And he has had less than 4 inches of rain since back in mid-October.
Oh, yeah. Nothing going on. I'll tell you what, I got up to come into work this morning, and I'll tell you what, I thought, man, it was so warm and muggy, you could almost cut the air with a knife.
Yes,
and then
sir.
Got in here, and of course, the front passed, and the temperature dropped about 20 degrees, bang, just like that. So it's
pretty nice right now.
Yeah, it's nice right now, but it's going to heat up again today and tomorrow. So
yeah, tomorrow's going to be a hot one.
It's going to be a hot one. Hey, by the way, thought about you last evening.
Eating beef.
Yeah, I talked my wife talked me into getting a couple of great big old T-bones and sticking them on the grill out there in the backyard. And
I'm very proud of your wife to get you to do that.
Well, you know, and I was shopping at the local supermarket, which I won't name, starts with a D, but. The ribeye is my favorite cut. I think it's almost mm-hmm. everybody's. But yeah, I got two T-bones for about the price of a ribeye, you know. T-bone's a good cut. And if you do it right, almost any cut of beef is. But I put out the little charcoals, and I've just got this little, unsophisticated grill. You know what I'm saying? But it cooks something up really fine. If you know what you're doing, you know.
The results are what matters.
That's right. All right, well, you stay dry and stay cool, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, 6:42, Steve and Ted. Market timing is not for the faint of heart, says Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Coming our way in just a couple of minutes here, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.